SBS Radio.
Kasama ko muli, nagbabalik matapos ang may ilang panahon ng kababayan nating si Regan Maikes at ating pag-uusapan ang isang natatanging palabas na binubuo ng iba't ibang komunidad, ang IMWR. Magandang araw, Regan.
Magandang araw din, Maridel.
Maraming salamat sa panahon mo.
Walang anuman.
IMWR. Isang pagtatanghal na kung saan ikaw ay isa sa mga direktor, sumulat at producer ng play na ito, kung di ako nagkakamali.
Yes, oo, tama.
So, nung nabanggit mo sa pag-uusap natin, ito ay isang pagsisikap na binuo ng iba't ibang komunidad. Para sa komunidad Pilipino, ito ay pinapangasiwaan ng Migrante Melbourne West, kung di ako nagkakamali.
Yes, at saka isang bagong tatag na community arts organization, which is ALPA, Advanced League of People's Artists.
Sa komunidad na ito, ito ay binubuo ng iba't ibang, kung di ako nagkakamali rin, isa sa mga bagong komunidad dito sa Australia, ang Karen Community.
Yes, na-meet namin sila sa western suburbs kasi nga marami sa kanila ang settled doon sa lugar na ito. At dahil proyekto din ito ng Migrante Melbourne West, so they decided to work with other community groups including culturally and linguistically diverse community. At na-pinpoint nga na ang Karen at ang African group ay isa sa mga emerging communities doon sa area.
Para sa mga kababayan natin o kasama natin na mula komunidad Karen at African, ito ay isang bagong proyekto rin para sa kanila.
Yes, that's definitely correct. It's a storytelling, so magtatanghal kami ng mga kwento mula sa tatlong komunidad na ito, the Filipino, Karen, and African group. It's a long, a one-year process in the making kasi hindi lang naman kami bumuo ng isang palabas, kundi isang relationship din. So within that year, we had workshops, nagkaroon ng exchanges of stories regarding migration, settlement, and issues facing the community. At yun ang magiging backbone ng palabas na ito regarding identity, inclusion, and connection. Because that's also the title of the project na pinondohan ng Windham City Council at saka Arts Assist ng Windham.
So I am narrating the story of a migrant.
Yes, narrating the stories of Karen, the Filipino, and well, we tried, of course, to mag-connect sa isang African community, but of course, as we all know, medyo malaki din sila and diverse. So within the bigger umbrella of African, the African continent, but definitely we'll get to know, you know, some people or some groups within Africa.
What is the story of the Filipino migrant?
Well, the Filipino migration, as we all know, started way, way back during the pearl diving period of pre-federation, but we're not going into that. I guess dahil this is also a product of a series of workshops and exchanging about our stories regarding migration. Many of the stories are about the skilled migration and the partner migration that happened in the last, you can say, 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And very contemporary yung approach then because we're talking about newly arrived or newly settled Filipino migrants here. At the same time, when we talk of being in Australia, we don't just talk of migrants because we have international students, we have tourists, and we have permanent residents. So those are part of the people who are living and interacting in this country. And we tried incorporating some of their stories. So mas lumalabas nga na from the Filipino experience, it's about skilled migration and it's about partner migration due to, of course, as we all know, some of the existing problems back home.
In relation to the Karen community, it was built and produced by someone from the community as well?
We have coordinators from each group. So from the Karen community, we're working with the leader of the Australian Karen Cultural Organization, Association. And from the African group, we have the African Family Services, which is another organization. So these are not entirely artistic organizations, well, except from the Karen group, which because they produce their traditional and heritage dances for the community. But for this project, the coordination happened from that level. But the we can say that the entire project was led by the Filipino team, but everyone contributed from the stories and I guess from the performances that you will see on the show this coming Saturday.
Through you, the stories were put into word through you, but the experiences came from them.
Yes, that's right. And it's not just a storytelling performance. There will be dances and there will be what we can say, musical interpretation of some of the issues and concepts that we're dealing in the stories. And, of course, some theatrical, a little bit of theatrical spectacle.
So when you say we are, is this the Karen community, the African community, and the Filipino community becoming as one?
Yes, that's right. You know, we came here from different countries and with different backgrounds, but we are now interacting and living in this country as part of a bigger Australian community. So that's the idea. You know, we are here as workers, students, women, young people, all those groups or collectives. But at the same time, you know, we are considering to be Australians or part of the Australian society.
I am We Are, June 2.
Yes, that's right. Laverton Community Hub. The show starts at 4 o'clock, but I think we are opening doors at around 3:30.
So everyone's invited.
Yes, it's free, and we do have a bit of food, I think, and it's also a celebration of these three communities.
Maraming salamat, Regan Maikes. I am We Are, June 2, sa Laverton Community Hub.
Salamat din, Malinda.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.